Today in Hawaii, medically frail and homeless patients released from hospital will have a place to go that's not back to the streets. A public-private partnership between a new nonprofit, Home Aid Hawaii, and Queens Medical Center is making that possible. The Institute for Human Services will operate the 8-bed short-term home care facility. IHS Clinical Director Jerry Coffey is in our studio now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bethann.
Now, we hear 8 beds, but for those 8 people who are coming out of hospital and have no place to go, that is going to be a place of refuge. What defines a medically frail individual coming out of hospital who would be eligible for this?
That's a good question. So under normal circumstances, for folks who have a home, when we leave the hospital, oftentimes there'll be home health services that would follow us home. Home health agencies, they come into our homes and they provide skilled nursing and in some cases non-skilled services, which make it possible for us to fully recover. And so that course of recovery, often there's follow-up appointments and there's services that are provided to us in our homes, and it really makes it possible for that chronic health condition to resolve. Homeless folks don't obviously have that option. So Tutu Burt's House is now an option for those folks to go and complete what for a lot of them is IV antibiotic infusion therapy or infusion treatment. Diabetes is a very common chronic health condition for homeless folks. Cellulitis is the breakdown of our skin. That often becomes infected. And what Queens and IHS have known for a long time is that there is a definite vicious cycle for folks going back to the street prior to that medical condition having fully resolved, back into the ER and back into an inpatient hospital bed. And we've worked for many years to try to put together a discharge for folks like this that makes sense.
So this would be taxing for the person who has to go back into the ER, back into a hospital bed. It's certainly very costly. Have you estimated how much that will cost annually?
We've been talking story with Queens, and the estimate at this point is just about $3 million savings for Queens. And that doesn't include what Medicaid health plans also are paying to manage these chronic health conditions. Medicaid, of course, is code for our tax dollars. That's money that could obviously be better spent in other places.
Now, this particular facility is not something that's going to be publicly known because it's for people who need to be getting well. But the conduit to that is going to come through Queens Medical Center.
That's correct. At the moment, those beds belong to Queens. And, you know, in an average week, I clear between 5 and 10 hospital referrals that come from any number of hospitals directly into our shelter. Those folks are coming from psych beds. They're coming from inpatient hospital beds and also from the emergency room. So Tutu Burt's House is now an alternative to people going to the street. And often Queens is really stuck. Most hospitals are stuck because an individual's level of care needs are beyond what we can manage in an emergency shelter, and there's a great deal of cost associated with folks who...
Right, and they're trying to simply get them out when they feel that they are medically able to be out of the hospital
That's
bed,
correct.
But there's that disconnect between can they, in fact, reconnect to their lives. It's named Tutu Burt's House, we should say.
Thank you for asking. So Claude Dutille, most folks by now understand, was the founder of IHS, and Claude's wife, Alberta, she's now living on the mainland. Alberta, or Bert, and her son Duke are very much involved with and stay abreast of what we're doing, and they get back to the islands. Their roots are here. I'm happy to say that Tutu Burt is on the island today. Today's our grand opening and our blessing for Tutu Burt's House, so I'm literally leaving here and going straight there to give her a big fat hug. It felt appropriate that we would name this medical step-down facility Tutu Burt's House.
Well, we wish you all the best with it, and for those people who will be fortunate enough to move through it, a healthful life afterward. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Jerry Coffey is the clinical director for Hawaii's largest and oldest emergency homeless shelter, the Institute for Human Services.